This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, as today we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible on the particular point of the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient ethically or morally. That simply means that the Bible gives us the answer as to what is right and wrong. You know, many people are really not very concerned about what's right and wrong. They're concerned only about physical pleasure. They're concerned only about getting their own way and whatever's involved. But there are people who are concerned about doing what is right and not doing what is wrong, but they do not really understand that the Bible gives the answer to every fundamental basic question. I've been talking then about the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient morally. I've pointed out that it is a revealed and not a speculative ethic. It is a metaphysical ethic in that it deals with ultimate reality, with God and man, that it is an absolute and not a relative ethic, that it is a religious and not a secular one, that it is one of striving for perfection, that it is one that involves both the heart and the body. That is, it involves the attitude as well as the physical body. Now today we continue by noting that it is an ethic which involves self-denial and sacrifice. The right thing, many times, simply involves giving yourself up. You remember in the 16th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 20, and this occurred shortly after Jesus had said to Peter, after Peter had confessed that Jesus was the Christ, Jesus said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven." Shortly after that, Jesus began to tell his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem there to suffer many things, and actually ultimately to be delivered up to be crucified. But Peter spoke up and said, "Not so, Lord, this shall never be to thee." In other words, he's saying, "No, we're simply not going to allow you to be crucified. This cannot be a part of what will happen to you." But Jesus said to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art a snare and a stumbling block to me, for thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men." Why did Jesus call Peter Satan? Because he was speaking the message of Satan. The basic message of Satan is to spare yourself. Do not sacrifice yourself. Do not do anything for anybody else, but do only for yourself. But the Christian ethic is an ethic of sacrifice. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life." In Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, the Lord said, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow after me." You see, you cannot really be a follower of Christ unless you're willing first to give yourself away. That's what the Lord did. He gave himself away for us. He freely laid down his own life on the cross that we, through him, might have hope of life everlasting. And so it is that we are to live lives of self-sacrifice. There must be a heart of compassion for the poor, for the downtrodden, for whatever reason. In James chapter 1, verse 27, we learn that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the widows and orphans in their affliction and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. God intends for us to be benevolent to our fellow man. In Matthew 25, verses 30 to 46, we learn that those who are not concerned for the welfare of their fellow man will not be saved in eternity. In Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, we learn that we must love the Lord Jesus Christ above all or anything on this earth, any person or any material consideration. And this means that we must live a life of sacrifice for Him. We must live a life of love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we show our love for Him by showing our love for His people, that is, the people that He has created here on this earth. And so, the biblical ethic is one that involves self-denial and sacrifice. And I plead with you, with all of us, that we should live the sacrificial life in being concerned for God and for the people whom He has created. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.